Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Eric, teacher with LSAT Demon. With me is Nathan Fox. He's the founder of LSATdemon.com and the weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Got an email from Anonymous.
Hey, Ben, Nathan, and or Eric. Focusing on accuracy on LR, but tend to move from the right answer to the wrong all the time. Usually never the opposite. Any podcast episodes on overthinking the right answer choice or anticipation for LR? If not, please do one. Happy to.
Yeah, I'm remembering now a prior email from Anonymous who describes having just finished an LR section where they got five wrong total and claimed that all five of their wrong answers came from changing their answer from the correct one to the incorrect
and none of their right answers came from changing from the wrong answer to the right.
That was not specified. In this email, at least, Anonymous seems to say that usually never happens.
I'm teasing, but I don't think you know that it never happens. My first hypothesis here is always selection bias. I think that when all of us, and you should, when you look at your results, you're going to look at the ones you missed. I mean, you know, you're focusing on accuracy. So you're doing a timed section, let's say, or even you're drilling and you're focusing on accuracy. Well, the ones you miss, yeah, a lot of those you're going to have moved from one answer to another and missed it. But the ones you get right, are you even reviewing them? Or do you just go, yeah, right. I knew that. I figured that one out. Because you did. You figured it out. But you probably moved from one at some time. You were on one answer and then you went to another one. That certainly happens sometimes. You just don't catch it in your review. So I'd be really shocked if this was legit. In fact, I would go so far as to say I would pretty much guarantee that you move more often to the right answer than from the right answer.
Well, anytime you look at answer choice A and decide not to pick it.
Right.
And pick answer choice B because that's incorrect instead. That's moving from the wrong one to the right one.
Yeah, even if you only went through the answers once, you know, you read A and you go, nah. You read B and you go, well, maybe. You read C, nah. You read D and you go, oh, yeah, there it is. Well, okay, you gave a maybe to B. You know, it wasn't like you had selected it, but you gave a maybe to it and then you picked D. So you did move from the wrong answer to the right one. That's got to happen all the time. And I just don't think you're catching it.
Yeah.
What if we took Anonymous at their word, though, and we said you've done some sort of analysis? I don't know how you would really do this, but if you have done some analysis and you have determined that you actually do move from the wrong answer, the right answer to the wrong one more frequently than you move from the wrong answer to the right one, then what would you say? Something about overthinking?
It's really
hard. Or something else.
It's really hard to know without going question by question. Like, I don't know how to answer that question without being like, okay, well, which question are we talking about? And what was the answer that you picked and what was the answer that you didn't pick? I tend to think, and I hear people complain about overthinking the right answer a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to break down what that might actually be. My thought is that it's not really overthinking. It's just, you've somehow distracted yourself with something.
Yeah.
It's not that you're thinking too much. It's that you're thinking about the wrong thing or something in an answer choice has caused you to become distracted from what's actually important.
Yep.
And that's what I think overthinking is.
Yeah.
In which case, how do you fight back against that? Well, be really clear on what's actually important at every step. And that comes from the very beginning of how you read the passage in the first place, focusing on what's the author's conclusion, why do they think that they are making their point, and what's wrong about it. And it always has to come back to that, to what's the author's conclusion, why do they think they made their conclusion.
It's a good point. If you're spending a lot of time comparing two answers to one another, you've already kind of lost because you should have had a better prediction going into the answers. You should be predicting half the answers probably on logical reasoning, and you should have a good idea on many of the rest of them. It's not like how often I would ask Anonymous, how often do you narrow it down to two? And how often do you eliminate all five? Because if you never eliminate all five, you're making a mistake. And if you narrow it down to two really frequently, you're also making a mistake. You've got to be more critical of the answers the first time you read them and expect the right answer to be really right, not just keep contenders around all the time. So the other thing I wanted to say about this is that you have to remember that it takes two mistakes to miss a question. And I have this metaphor that I use sometimes where it's like something super scary is coming at you or something you don't understand is coming at you. And so then you just dive out the window and take whatever is behind the window. But you don't know what's behind the window. And so on these questions where you think you have moved from the right answer to a wrong one, how closely did you even look at that wrong answer that you chose? Because I think people punt sometimes where they go, oh, well, I just saw one word in this answer that I'm not quite sure about. Like, it doesn't conclusively eliminate the answer because it turns out to be right. But it's something where it's like you've got there's a slight defect that you see. And then you get so focused on that defect that then you end up choosing an answer that you didn't even understand. So not only did you not choose the right answer, which everybody worries about, but you did choose this wrong answer. How could you have done that? Because it doesn't answer the question correctly.
Yeah, you must have. If you overthought the correct answer and picked a wrong one, then you must have underthought the one that you picked.
Thank you. Yeah. That's a cleaner way of saying the same thing. Yeah, that's a better way of saying it. It's like, well, why aren't you overthinking all the answers in that case? It wasn't overthinking. If anything, it was underthinking. You know, maybe you didn't really read. You probably, in a lot of cases, you didn't really read the correct answer because you didn't realize that it was correct. And then you kind of panicked and picked some other answer that you also didn't really read because it's incorrect. But I really don't think it's a matter of overthinking. Thanks, Anonymous. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.